25 minutes to 11, Alive at 90.5, Spotlight with Jim Dodone. Well, Jim, how are we going?
Going really, really well. Listeners, Darren and I want to give you a phone number. 13 11 14. 13 11 14. It's just a phone number, or is it? Well, I want to bring to your attention today the significance of 13 11 14, because over 1 million people, 15 local governments in Western Sydney, use that number of 13 11 14. 1 in 10 people in Western Sydney call Lifeline. And they call Lifeline for a whole range of reasons. Suicide prevention, training, gambling, housing, a whole range of things. And so that number today has become so important to us in a COVID world where 25% increase in people requiring the support and help and love of Lifeline is required. And we're delighted to have on the line at Spotlight this morning our very good friend, and I'm really delighted to talk to him, Brad Hannigan. Brad, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being with us, and thank you on behalf of Darren and myself, Spotlight and 90.5, for all the work that you and your 400 volunteers, and listeners, you need to understand that, 400 volunteers come without any baggage to try and help over 1 million people who need the support, love and guidance of Lifeline. So we again thank you for what you do.
Pleasure.
Tell us about what you do in the sense in more detail, because you have really three major areas. You're a not-for-profit organisation, a whole area of training, financial counselling and support groups. And listeners, while you're listening to this, you might like to pick the phone up and become a volunteer. So we do hope that at least one or two people hear the call and contact Brad's office. So Brad, tell us about those things in your daily life.
Yeah, great. And thanks for the plug, Jim, around volunteers. We're always seeking opportunities to welcome more people to volunteer with us, either on the phone as a crisis supporter or in our retail outlets. But to go back to your initial question, you know, the underlying vision of Lifeline is an Australia free of suicide. So all of our services, etc., are promoted in that area. So the training is designed to help community members, particularly with, you know, training such as training people to get on our phones and become crisis supporters, or what we're seeing in this COVID environment is people who are being called on to be accidental counsellors to friends and colleagues and family members, and we can provide people with the skills and the necessary training to make them comfortable having those conversations. We provide support in terms of free financial counselling to folks who might be struggling financially, not just in COVID, but at any time, and we can help them in contacting their creditors, etc., to kind of negotiate payment plans or strategies to help them.
And
get
Brad,
out
if I could just interrupt there, because that's a very important one. Finance is so critical to families; it can rip families apart, and does rip families apart. Are you saying that you could act on people's behalf and help them with, you know, their financial situations of banking and counselling and so on? Because that's really important to let our listeners know that.
Yep, that's exactly what we do. We coach them through it. Prior to COVID, it was predominantly a face-to-face service, but, you know, we've now responded to COVID, and we do it virtually, either via telephone or via Zoom, if the client is in that aspect of it. But it's a critical part of our service. We find to help people in those financial difficulties.
And I think that's even going to become even more apparent and abundant in terms of what happens with JobKeeper and so on over the next four months or so, and over Christmas, and the problems and challenges that brings with people's finances. So again, on behalf of Darren and myself, we applaud you and thank you. And listeners, please, if you know someone in your family or that might need some help, then Lifeline will be able to help you in a range of areas, but particularly that finances part. They can be, you know, they can be your wicket keeper and help you through this challenging time.
And Brad,
just
before you go on, just thinking about those counsellors and financial counselling, I know you want to grow your team. And how do you do that in this environment where many people are accidental counsellors? Can they become trained to be full-time counsellors with Lifeline?
Yes. There's a fairly, in either the financial counselling piece or the crisis support piece, there's a fairly strenuous training package that one needs to go through. So you have to have a diploma of financial counselling, which we can assist with in people going out to do the financial counselling. And then the crisis support training is a fairly extensive process. It's initially, before you get on the telephone, it's about an 8-week course part time, and then you go out on as a probationary crisis supporter, and you get all the coaching and care that we would provide you as we get you through. And then, you know, around about 12 months down the track, you become a fully qualified crisis supporter. And I think the key thing with the crisis support training is you actually come out with 3 formal recognised qualifications as part of that, as well as helping your fellow Australians in their times of need.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. Darren, there's been a lot of change, and you've had to think through and reflect upon how you utilise your resources and to get maximum efficiency at every level for people and your organisation. You had to make a very big change on the 1st of July this year with regards to the amalgamation of 2 significant areas.
Yes, on the 1st of July, we annexed our colleagues in Western Sydney. Many Australians might know and not, don't necessarily need to know, but the Lifeline is made up of 40 centres nationally who all combine to be able to take the 13, 11, 14 service calls. However, we annexed Lifeline MacArthur to become Lifeline MacArthur and Western Sydney, and we're looking now to, you know, continue to expand our services into Western Sydney beyond crisis support, and looking particularly at growing, you know, financial counselling and those support groups, as well as you know, some of our op shops out into that Western Sydney area. And you know, one of the first things we're doing, besides, we already have opened up a new 13-11 call centre in the Parramatta CBD, which has been humming along nicely since the 1st of July. And come next Monday, we'll open our first retail op shop in Western Sydney on Victoria Avenue in Castle Hill.
Congratulations, and you really do put a lot of thought and effort, your boards and so on, to ensure that you maximise maximum benefits with limited resources. You truly are an amazing organisation, and we thank you for what you do for us.
So stay with us, Brad. We're just going to have a short break. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight, and we're speaking with Brad Hannigan from Lifeline MacArthur and Western Sydney.
Live 90.5.
12 minutes to 11, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line Brad Hannigan from, excuse me, listeners, the CEO of Lifeline MacArthur in Western Sydney, telling us about the challenges and the opportunities to try and help our people, particularly in Western Sydney. Over 1 million people pick up that phone and look for support and try and help a wonderful group of people who really do need our services and needs in so many areas. And Monday is a very big day. Brad, tell our listeners, because in Victoria Avenue in Castle Hill, you've made a strategic strategic position to open a opportunity shop there.
Yes, thanks, Jim. Yes, that's right. We're very excited. As we mentioned earlier, we became Lifeline MacArthur in Western Sydney on 1 July, and our first expansion plan, if you like, is the opening of our store in Castle Hill on Monday in Victoria Avenue there. And we're very excited about that. You know, as a not-for-profit, you know, we rely heavily on donations and grants, but we also, you know, out of our opportunity shop network, generate, you know, a significant amount of revenue ourselves, which is helps fund our mission, but, you know, I think more importantly, enables me, when I'm talking to people about philanthropy or donations, to be able to tell them that the administrative overhead is already covered by the organisation, and we can guarantee that we'll spend 100% of your funds on our core mission.
I think that's really important. And would you tell our listeners that again? Because that is a very important statement that you've said with that number, Brad.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, if I broke it down, you know, about 60% of our revenue is self-generated out of, you know, training and our commercial, you know, opportunity shop network, and then about 40% comes from both governments and philanthropy. And I think it's quite important for us to be able to say that because people, when they donate funds to charities, want to know that it's not going to be swallowed up in administrative overhead, and I can flat out guarantee people that that's not the case with Lifeline.
Well, that's fantastic, and thanks. That's a commitment that your boards have made, and it's a commitment that management have made, and we thank you for that because that gives people comfort that the money that they provide does go to those really heart-centred areas that need your support and help. So congratulations. And are you looking for more volunteers for your stores in particular, say, in Victoria Avenue, Castle Hill, Brad?
Yes, I think as our first expansion into Western Sydney, we need to grow our volunteer network and have people come along and help us in those stores. So we'd like anybody who's out there and is listening and would like the opportunity to volunteer for a mission-focused charity, we'd love to have you come along and help out in our Castle Hill store.
And could that be just simply a couple of hours? I mean, people say, yes, I'd like to, but I don't have all day or I don't have a week. Could they just do half a day or do, you know, a couple of hours?
Yeah, that's fully expected, and that's the typical profile of most of our volunteers, to tell you the truth. Somebody will say, well, I can give you 4 hours on a Tuesday afternoon.
Fantastic.
And you know, and we'll gladly take that. So, you know, their time is currency to us. So we will gladly work around whatever they can provide.
So, Brad, Darren here. What sort of donations do you want to the op shop? And is it any sort of donation? Do you have a rule of thumb that you like to say to people?
Look, it's homeware, it's clothing and shoes, it's accessories like jewelries and handbags, etc., even furniture. But generally we like to say, look, if you wouldn't lend this to a friend or give it to a friend, then it may not be of value to us. And I think it gives me an opportunity to tell you why the Lifeline stores exist, because there is both a primary and a secondary goal. And if I took them in reverse order, you know, the secondary goal is we can provide affordable goods to folks in the community. But the primary goal of the stores is to generate revenue for us to fund our core mission, and sadly, if you are donating goods to us that don't fit that category, then we have to pay money for it to be taken away to waste, and that just detracts from our mission.
Christmas time is a very tough time for many families. It's a wonderful time for many families as well. I notice that that is an important part of your charter and very important in terms of being able to help people through that time. And I'm really interested that you have a number of support groups too, and they play a critical role during and leading up to Christmas and post-Christmas for people. And one of the sad things that we talked about earlier was the whole suicide prevention. But in the reality of this world, and you only have to pick up papers to find out, bereavement is such a critical and important part of all of that unexpected things that happened in people's lives. Your needs are getting greater and greater there, Brad.
Yes, exactly. And in fact, we struggle to keep up with demand, but we're still looking at expanding those offerings out into Western Sydney. And look, particularly around suicide bereavement, people who have lost family or friends to suicide, then we provide groups for people to come along and discuss with their peers what support mechanisms may be in place. And we also have you know, groups for survivors of suicide attempts that we help folks with that there. And you know, I think that's one of the things where we've had to adapt through COVID, where we haven't been able to provide those services face to face, but we've still been able to check in, you know, with people virtually. But we're now at the stage now, as you know, it's starting to get a little bit safer, and the numbers from COVID infections are going down, that we're now looking at reopening our face to face groups. And we know some of the people who have been in those groups and haven't been able to meet face to face are welcoming the opportunity for that to start again.
Well, All I can say on behalf of Darren and myself and Spotlight and 90.5, thank you for your strong leadership, for your strong vision, and we wish you all the very best with the opening of the new opportunity shop in Castle Hill. And we also hope that we have touched the hearts of people who can find a couple of hours a week to help such a fantastic organisation. Thanks for being with us, Darren, the CEO of Lifeline, MacArthur and Western Sydney. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Brad.
Cheers, thank you.
And see you soon.
See you, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Alive 90.5.